feels good to finally put the pads back on after, you know, taking a year and a half off and, you know, from my injury. It feels good just putting the pads back on and getting after it again.
I mean, I've been working hard, man, and, you know, I'm finally feeling like myself out here playing football. So, you know, every day I just want to come out and make plays, man, and, you know, when the game starts, I'm going to do the same thing, just come out every day and make plays to help our team win.
Hello and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton with your training camp update for August 2nd. That was a listen to a couple of the Browns running backs who were very excited to be back on the field after missing time due to injury last season. It was a hot day here in Berea, but head coach Shermer believed the heat contributed to a productive day of practice.
That was one of those morning practices that coaches like during training camp because it got hot. We were in pads. We were doing some situational work where at the beginning of practice there was some pounding and at the end of practice, of course, the two-minute scenario. So we had situations, we had heat, we got a chance to run the ball, bang around, and that's one of those days where you have a great opportunity to get better.
Browns fans, I'm now joined by Pat Curran of Sirius Radio. And Pat, welcome to Cleveland Browns training camp.
Always love coming to see you, my friend.
What's going on? I know you're on your camp tour.
Well, we've been to the Patriots, we've been to the Giants, we've been to the Bills. We're here today. We're going to Pittsburgh tonight to see the Steelers tomorrow in their scrimmage, off to the Hall of Fame, and then the West Coast.
What'd you see from the Browns today?
Well, I see a lot of youth and enthusiasm. I mean, that's obvious even for all your fans, but I'm very impressed with Brandon Whedon. Just sat down with him for the last half hour and talked about him. I love the no huddle stuff. I don't know how much they're going to use, but he's so natural in it. So good today in the 2-minute drill. I think he sees the field very well. He distributes the ball to different players and he can go vertical with it.
From the defensive standpoint, the guys made some huge splashes during this year's offseason. What have you seen from these guys today?
Well, I love the front and I think it's an underrated defense, but today I came here with a cynical eye for the secondary to see what they'd look like, and I love the press coverage. I thought they were very aggressive back there. I thought they did a lot of stuff, of course, because it was a lot of 2-minute drill and third down stuff. I got a chance to see the nickel and the dime package. I liked all that. I think the defense will be fine.
The Browns return back to the practice field at 8:45 tomorrow morning, and you can catch all the action right here in Berea. Don't forget to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your training camp news. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
Browns fans, unite! Single game and three-game ticket plans are on sale now. Purchase your tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the opener versus the Eagles or division rivals Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to purchase today.